Welcome to the Functional Alignment Show, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and well-being. Specializing in the fields of functional medicine, chiropractic, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this show is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach. From addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine, this podcast offers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, keep listening.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast episode. Today we are going to be doing an episode all about plastics and your health. I kind of dove onto my plastics journey a while back when I first heard it, maybe like 5 years ago or so. I never really knew how detrimental they were to your health. And I just think being aware of them and aware of them in your surroundings, it can really help to kind of just be aware of how you can do better in different aspects of the life, okay? So I don't want you to listen to this episode and be like, oh my gosh, there's so many things that I need to change in my life. I don't want you to go like right to that. I just want you to be aware of it so you can slowly change, because again, like I said, I'm 5 years into this, knowing this knowledge, and I'm still learning and I'm still trying to change it. So it's going to take a while. Don't get discouraged, but just stay on the path. And the more you know, that's just the power of it. So the more you know, the more you can change, and you're doing good things for yourself. So let's get started. First off, let's talk about what are plastics specifically and how they are harmful to our health. So plastics are, you know, I'll get into what they're in, but just if you think of a plastic water bottle, for example, or let's just start with that. So they're going to contain substances and different molecules. Basically, this thing called BPA, I can't say it. This is my like dyslexia that's coming out, but BPA, okay? And then we have phthalates, and then we have microplastics. These can all disrupt the body in several ways. For example, endocrine disruption. This is probably like the biggest one, but chemicals like BPA and phthalates mimic hormones. So they mimic our hormone pathways in our body. This is where you hear of people getting estrogen dominant, or maybe they have low testosterone. This is literally a direct cause, is just because of how many plastics are in our environment. So again, BPA and phthalates, they mimic hormone pathways, particular estrogen, leading to hormonal imbalances that may affect fertility, growth, and development. These can lead to risk of developing infertility, PCOS, metabolic conditions, and sometimes even certain cancers like breast cancer, which is very prevalent in females especially. So within this, there's also toxic exposure from plastics as well. Plastics are, they leach harmful substances into food and water. So when you store food in plastics, for example, or water in a plastic water bottle, it's when they leach these substances, basically when that food or water is exposed to any heat or UV light. So I hope that like a light bulb is going off right now in your head, because I see so many people have water bottles when they're out in the sun, if they're walking, if they're laying on, you know, the beach, if they are in the sauna. When I go in the sauna, the amount of people that bring in plastic water bottles with me, I could probably count 10 on my fingers throughout the whole week. And that's so crazy, just because what are we doing with plastic water bottles? I'm sorry, but you're wasting more money buying plastic water bottles every single day. You're not doing anything good for the environment, and you're not drinking clean water. So let's just get a water filter. The price that you pay for a good water filter, I bet you, will pay for itself by the time that you buy all of your plastic water bottles throughout the year. That is my number one tip and goal of this whole thing. If you don't start anywhere, start with getting a good water filter. I'll talk about brands later on, but having plastic water bottles, and then with the sun or the heat, especially if you do hot yoga or anything, don't bring a plastic water bottle in with you, because that exposure of the heat leaches those chemicals more so into the water, and you're directly drinking that and absorbing it. So next topic, let's talk about the microplastic ingestion. So these microplastics from the plastic water bottles, food packaging, and just the environment in general can accumulate, and this accumulates in the body, and this is causing that inflammation in the body. So you'll hear of like inflammatory markers that are maybe increased, or you have an increase in inflammation in the body. Maybe, you know, you're just holding onto some more water weight. You just feel inflamed, puffy, that type of stuff. Or maybe you're not healing properly from disease or anything like that. That can all accumulate and be one factor of the disease process. It can also cause oxidative stress. This is where oxidative stress can cause the brain to become foggy. It can cause like migraines, headaches, that type of stuff. And then, like I said, immune system disruption, a lot of autoimmune disease we're seeing nowadays, a lot of gut issues we're seeing, brain mood disorders. A lot of this is stemming from just the accumulation of not a clean environment that we're surrounding ourselves in. So, like I said, we are exposed to plastics every day, and I'm not perfect. I am exposed to them. I was just saying this the other day, but if you're unaware of this, when you touch receipt paper, the top of it, it contains a thermal layer, and then BPA is like directly on that. So when you touch like the top of a receipt paper, basically what you're doing is you're absorbing that BPA into your skin, and then it's going through your body. The only way you can really detox it out is if you're properly hydrated and you pee it out or you sweat it out. So besides that, it accumulates, and then it can cause estrogen dominance because it mimics that pathway, and your estrogen actually metabolizes into different pathways. I'll keep it simple. Your estrogen can metabolize into a good pathway and a bad pathway. And the more plastics you have in your body that aren't being excreted and they're being absorbed, your estrogen can go down a dominant pathway that leads to all of the bad things that estrogen can do for the body versus the good pathway when estrogen is very protective for us. So there's just a little like clinical pro, I'll call it, but let's move then to how plastics are directly associated with fertility, because this is a big one, and how they're you're seeing more and more of it with infertility cases, and how infertility is really an environmental issue, I would say, more so than just like, hey, I'm infertile due to this. It's really like, it's encompassing of a lot of things, but I would say environment's probably 75% of it. So plastics, again, they're associated with infertility primarily due to the endocrine disrupting chemicals. Like we talked about BPA and phthalates and the microplastics, okay? So again, just touching on it again, these are what interfere with the body's hormonal balance. So they are hormone disruptors, meaning that endocrine disrupting chemicals like the BPA and phthalates, they can mimic or block hormones like estrogen and testosterone, disrupting normal reproductive processes. What does that mean? That means that these molecules can actually block the good pathways of estrogen and testosterone, leading to deficiencies or dominance of them. So it's really in depth, but we'll just kind of leave it at that for today. And then this can actually lead to then when you have irregular menstrual cycles, you can have reduced ovarian function, you can have impaired sperm quality if you are a guy, especially if you, one of the biggest containers of BPA actually are metal linings of cans. So if you are drinking a lot of beer from cans, I would highly, and you are trying to maybe think about pregnancy in a few years and you're a guy, I would say that your sperm quality is dramatically being reduced by drinking those canned beers. So I would maybe opt for draft beer. I would maybe opt for a glass bottle if they have it, but those are just some ways that you can go around it. Just know that the linings of cans, especially Oh, this is just, if you're, they say that soup cans, like Campbell's Soup or anything like that, that has the most BPAs in them. So if you can just kind of make your soups homemade, if you can, just be cognizant of that, because that is one of the biggest BPA linings that is known out there. Another thing I also do is, I can't escape it entirely, but I will always make sure that I make my beans like the long way. I know it takes time, but instead of just getting them out of a can, I will always get the dried beans in the bag and then make them fully. So I went, that's a little tangent there, but it does impair sperm quality, and I think that that's really important to know, because plastics are not really talked about if you're going to like a gynecologist or something, for maybe you're dealing with infertility. This stuff isn't talked about, and I think it really needs to be talked about, because this is stuff that you can do in your environment, that you can do 5 years in advance, that you can continue to do. And it's just so sad and disheartening that it's not taught properly, but I hope that this helps get the message out there and you're able to kind of make some lifestyle changes for the better. So, impact on female fertility specifically, and then I'll talk about male fertility, but for female fertility, BPA and phthalates, they're linked to reduced egg quality. They're also correlated to diminished ovarian reserve and altered follicular development. Those are some big words in there, but basically all it's talking about is that it can really impair the female cycle and the risk of developing like endometriosis or PCOS are they're higher likelihood of developing those with the ingestion of plastics. And later on, I'm going to talk about where plastics come from and everything. So when I just say plastics, like this is just a general term that I'm using. And then specifically on male fertility, endocrine disrupting chemicals like the BPA, like the phthalates, these can all reduce testosterone levels directly. So if you have low testosterone, maybe this is a good place to start in the environment, is reducing your plastic exposure. These lead to lower sperm cell counts, motility, and quality of it. So if you're looking to get pregnant and maybe you're having a couple miscarriages or you're just struggling in general, I always would advise a male to get a sperm analysis done so that you can know where, you know, maybe it's just not the female, maybe the male has some work to do as well, so that you can have a healthy baby. And then let's talk about the developmental effects. So when you are exposed to plastic, it is critical to not be exposed to these during developmental periods, when like there's a fetus or like when you're in puberty, stuff like that, because it can affect future reproductive health by altering the formation and function of reproductive organs. Now, this is because of those endocrine disrupting chemicals and how they disrupt the endocrine pathways. So in all, just reducing plastic exposure can be huge in the long term. And let's just get right into what plastics are in, because I know I've probably, my intention is not to install fear. That is really not my intention. It is to just make you aware and be cognizant of your surroundings, so that if you see something, you're like, I can do better than that. I know that I can switch this out for this. That's all. Knowledge is power. And the more you have of it, the more you can make better decisions for yourself and your family in the future. So what are plastics in? This is a long list and I probably will not touch on everything, but the biggest one is plastic water bottles or plastic soda or plastic iced tea, plastic, you can name anything plastic that a drink comes in. It's also in energy drinks in the lining of a metal can. It's also in energy drink, it's also in any drink that comes in a metal can, beer, alcohol, anything like that will have BPAs in them because of that metal lining of the can. And I know that some companies will come out and say that there is no BPA, it's BPA free plastic. they are just substituting it for another plastic, please just do not fall for that, because that is false marketing, and that's also very, that's just like a crime, because there's still plastics in it that are leaching out. So that's one area that plastics can come into the lifestyle. And I understand when you're traveling on trips and stuff, maybe you can't escape plastics 100%. I know I don't, but to be able to control it in your own home and everything, that's a great place to start. Next, let's talk about food storage containers. This one was very difficult for me to change, mostly because I was very young and I didn't really have much of an income yet to like buy my own glass storage containers, I would say. But over the past 5 years, I have accumulated probably way too many glass containers now, and I could give them some away. So if you need any, let me know. But switching from plastic storage containers that you put leftover food in, you need glass ones. If you are prepping food, you need glass. This is huge, because if you are heating up especially those plastic containers in the microwave, say you're at work and you have a leftover meal and you heat it up, but it's in that plastic container, that heat actually leaches more plastics, like I talked about with the water bottles bringing into the sauna. Same thing goes for when you're putting something plastic in a microwave. It leaches more plastics into the food. Same thing goes if you are putting hot food, like to-go food, when you're ordering to-go food in a plastic container, it's going to contain more plastics. And I order to-go food, I probably do it once every 2 weeks maybe. I know it's not going to kill me, but just to be aware of it is good. But as long as you don't do it every day, that's the goal, okay? So if you are cooking at home and say you only have plastic right now, that's fine. Make it an intention and a goal of 2025 to get glass Tupperware. However, if you only have plastic right now, make sure the food is cooled down all of the way and then you put it into the plastic, just to make sure that there's no extra leaching out in there. Next, let's talk about cooking utensils. I only have bamboo wooden cooking utensils now. Get rid of all of your plastic ones. Get rid of your plastic cutting boards. That's a huge one. If you have a plastic cutting board and you are cutting food on that, you're literally like dicing up little plastic pieces and putting it into your food. You want wooden all the way. That's the best. That's an easy swap. And I literally get like my wooden cooking utensils from the Dollar Tree. It's a dollar. Just as long as you are aware of it, you will change it, I promise. Same thing goes for plates. Use glass plates, no plastic plates, no plastic bowls. Just let's talk about then, I talked about the to-go containers, cookware actually. When companies say that their pots and pans are nonstick, that is the biggest red flag ever, because that most likely means that they contain chemical-based pots and pans that are leaching into the food that you cook. Huge red flag. Would not recommend anybody to get that. The only brands that I really trust are cast iron pots and pans or stainless steel pots and pans. That's all I'll ever use. That's what I usually recommend. And then other little things in the life that you can kind of like here and there just start to slowly change are, I just did an Instagram reel on this the other day, and tea bags actually contain plastics because of the sealant at the top of the tea bag. That contains plastics that when that's put into boiling water, it actually leaches into your tea in the water. So that's a big no-no. You want to swap for loose leaf tea. That's the best. And I just make sure it's organic just to make sure it's the best quality. Another huge one is, I know that this was a huge wave like a few years ago, but please, please, please get rid of your K-cups. Your K-cups, if you feel them, it's plastic. And boiling water is going through that plastic right there that's getting into your coffee. That's going to cause brain fog. If you have migraines, if you have I can go on and on, but basically low-level inflammation and oxidative stress, that is going to cause that. So K-cups, no. Just brew coffee the regular way. That's really all I can recommend with that. Even little things like Ziploc bags, plastic, that's touching your food. Plastic wrap, you're wrapping food in that, that's plastic. If you're going to a coffee shop and you're getting a coffee or a tea, the to-go cups usually are lined with plastics in the inside, like BPAs and everything. And then you're drinking plastic, like, so the plastic lid, then the hot water is going through the plastic lid and you're most likely ingesting plastics through that as well. So that's why I say, worst case scenario, if you have to drink out of the plastic cup, take the lid off. Don't drink out of the lid, just drink out of the side. Best case scenario, bring your own commuter mug with you, like a stainless steel Yeti or mug or whatever, and usually they will give you a discount on the coffee or tea that you're getting because you're not using one of their cups, and it's safer and healthier for you as well. Now, if you're actually staying at the cafe, ask for a mug. Most likely those cafes will have a mug that you can drink out of, and they're more than willing to give you one as well. So let's do a quick roundup of how you can reduce plastic exposure in your life. I kind of touched on some of them, but my biggest one is getting a water filter. Now, I have an AquaTrue water filter. That one is my in-home one. That is just the one that I use. It's reverse osmosis. However, with the reverse osmosis, it literally gets rid of all the minerals in the water. So I have to put electrolytes in every single water bottle that I fill up with. So that's kind of the only negative, but I personally like it because I like to know that I'm getting in an adequate amount of minerals throughout the day and electrolytes. If you're not into the AquaTrue and reverse osmosis, I know Boro, B-O-R-O-U-X, I believe that's how you spell it. That is the new Berkey. Berkey filters kind of went away, but they rebranded to Boro. That's a really good brand as well if you're looking into it. Now, they are maintenance each year to replace the filters. They are a pretty expensive startup price, but again, I bet if you calculated all of the money that you spent on plastic water bottles throughout the year, this would equate to cheaper. So that is my number one tip. Also, you want to get a good stainless steel water bottle with this as well. You don't want a plastic water bottle. That would just be defeating the purpose of it also. So like I said, bring the mugs to the coffee shops if you can. Ask for a mug if you're sitting down at a coffee shop. Don't drink out of the lid if you actually do get a to-go container at a coffee shop. Swap for glass Tupperware instead of plastic if you are cooking food and you have leftovers. Never heat up a plastic container in a microwave. Please, please, please do not bring plastic water bottles if you have one into a sauna or a hot yoga room, or leave them outside, or leave them in your car when it's hot out and then they boil because the sun makes the car really warm. Let's see. And some great ways that you can actually detox out these BPAs from the system, the phthalates and stuff like that, are one, being hydrated enough so that you're actually urinating, because urination is one way that the body gets rid of this. And on top of that, making sure that your lymph system is open so that you're open to sweating and detoxing, going in the sauna, stuff like that. Again, getting loose leaf tea instead of tea bags is huge. And then just emphasizing to please never reheat plastic in the microwave, just because that leaches the plastics at a way higher rate. And then always decline a receipt paper if you can, because of that BPA coating. If you can't, I recommend wearing gloves. However, do not put on hand sanitizer if you do touch a receipt, because that hand sanitizer actually absorbs the BPAs into the skin more. Kind of crazy, but I'll leave you with that. So in this episode, we just talked about how plastics are very damaging kind of to our health, and the sneaky ways that they are in everyday lifestyle. So I hope that, no, I really hope that this episode didn't make you like really nervous or anything like that. Again, I just want you to know that you can start somewhere. Just start somewhere. If it's just changing out your Tupperware, just start with changing out your Tupperware. It is such a long journey and I'm still on it. I promise you I'm here with you, but we can do it together. I would love to see if you tag me in any of your posts that you're swapping out this for that and how you're making some plastic forward changes to better your health and your wellness. So with that being said, that's kind of the wrap up of the show today. And I hope you learned something new. If you could please share this episode, whether that be through a friend, on your socials, whatever you want to do. If you want to leave a review, please, that would be super helpful as well. But if not, I'll see you next Thursday, and I hope you all have a great week.